And how about the hard shell?
The turtle or the terrapin?
They're both.
We have both of them here.
The terrapin is on
dry land, and the turtle stays in the water.
And would you tell me about crawdads or
crawfish?
Crawfish.
Well, there's a few of them here, not too many, but you might call it a. Don't know how many is an average though, but there's several. You see crawdad holes all about, and they even stay when the water's down pretty close to the water. When you see a crawdad hole around in the field, you might know it's not very far down in after they strike a stream of water.
And
so that's it. We play well out here where the old crawdad hole has been so long.
Did you ever eat any of them?
No, never did, no.
They're not
having a ship in here somehow, maybe from a river we don't know about, to call crawfish or crawdads.
Are they the same or bigger?
I really don't know. Didn't buy any. I didn't like the name. They're in the form of a salmon. I'll put on a counter with a salmon. Then the two tuna fish. I'll put them about together, but I don't know much about the crawdads.
Shipped in.
You see them on, be like Piggly Wiggly's and U Totems and places like that. There's a called chain store.
Did you ever remember any seafood when you were a boy?
Salmons and sardines, and packed all of us all my life, except right here lately.
It'd be hard to come by.
My daddy made a load of cross ties 1 week when I was a boy. About 1912, he carried them to the Tennessee River, about 17 miles from here, and had to carry them in a wagon. It took a long, long way, 17 miles there, 17 back, and eat sardines for dinner. And it was as good as ever I had. I never will forget that. And I remember the name of Pert Talbert. I lived around at a place called Point Pleasant, lived below South Hill. You ever been on the river there at South Hill in Savannah? I guess you've been to Savannah.
Yes.
Down the river?
Where have you been from there?
From there down towards, down the river from Savannah, maybe 20 miles, I don't know how far, but we carried those ties from here up there. That worked all the week. 5 days, tied up on Saturday, which is the 6th day, and sold them for 50 cents apiece.
50 cents.
$10, $10, and took 10 days. I mean, 6 days to make the load and carry them up and sold for 50 cents apiece. And that's part of living.
Hard work to make.
That's right. Now it was
50 cents.
just lived and done without, living done without. It's about living I done. I had a pretty good time at that. I ain't fussing about it. Let the Lord give me health to live and give me knowledge to enjoy it. And as long as you don't know you're pretty bad off, why you're in good shape. When you learn you messed up, then you sure enough are.
Well, I think a lot of it depends on your mood. Sometimes
I guess
you get, the more you want.
That kind of goes so stronger that way. I got a sister, been teaching school 40 years, and I guess she saved most of her money. That's why she don't like that. It's, ain't got enough money or something, just as worse off now, and I ain't got any. So much for that, Dave.
A lot to that. I don't want to overstay here. It's about time for you to I've got a lot more questions, Mr. Powers. I wonder, could I come back sometime?
Well, you could. 2 or 3 hours from now, or come in the morning and stay another hour if you want to ask some more questions.
All right. And I'd like to get some more. I tell you, Mrs. Taylor wants to see me this afternoon. When would it be best for you folks? I'd like to come back and ask a lot of questions about the home where you grew up and how it was arranged and the food that you remember. We've talked about the meat, but I'd like to get some idea of the